It sounds like bad business. The IMF just announced that if Ukraine defaults on its debts to creditors, it will still loan it money.
Would you loan money to a deadbeat?
That's how the IMF works. It loans billions to countries who it knows can't pay back. It's a Jewish scam to foreclose on a country's assets. You see, the IMF's major shareholder is the U.S. Treasury with sole veto rights. Current and former heads of the Treasury, Jacob Lew, Larry Summers, and Robert Rubin, are all Goldman Sachs boys. Sounds like a guest list to a bar mitzvah, doesn't it? Goys, too. Paulson and Geithner, both shills for the bar mitzvah bunch at Goldman Sachs. Lagarde is just Gentile window dressing. Connect the dots. The U.S. Treasury that runs the IMF is bankrolled at interest by the Fed, a consortium of Jewish banks orbited around the Rothschild dynasty. The IMF is a Jewish bankster operation whose loans are not to boost a country's economy, but to pay off creditors it already owes, many of whom are part of the kleptocracy. Yats says so himself.
You are well aware that the government launched a four-year EFF program with the IMF. Together with the IMF, we expect to get up to $25 billion in the forthcoming 4 years, but the gap is much bigger. Much bigger. As you are well aware, this money goes directly to our creditors.
And with a 1-2 punch, the IMF is screwing Ukraine. Punch one is to shrink the economy via austerity. This is done by IMF conditionalities, which demands raising taxes and cutting government benefits. And Yats takes the bait.
Despite the fact that the government has frozen all social expenditures, we shut down a number of entitlement programs, we did everything we can to fix the budget gap, we still need an additional enormous amount of financial support.
It's a bottomless pit. Cutting government programs and raising taxes only widens the budget deficit by reducing the purchasing power of the citizens. With no buyers, the GDP shrivels up. And with Ukraine ditching its lucrative Russian market, and with Europe spurning Ukrainian-made goods, Ukraine is now a failed state. The IMF likes it like that. Now comes punch two. With compound interest climbing and the debt unserviceable, the IMF demands that Ukraine sell off its assets to cool the creditors. Even with privatization, the debt will never be paid off, and Ukraine becomes an eternal vassal to Jewish banksters. And with Yats and U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker now planning a Ukrainian fire sale, the IMF and its client Monsanto are licking their chops over Ukraine's farmland too. Not for nothing did they install Saakashvili as the new governor of Odessa, a vital part of Ukraine's breadbasket and maritime shipping. He just admitted that things were much better under Yanukovych, who Nudelman of the U.S. State Department toppled.
А сьогодні ми самая бідна страна в Європі. Ми розуміємо, о чому ми говоримо? Ми говоримо, що реально, якщо обычно, даже если остановить разруху, падение и обычно развиваться, у нас не будет перспективы это развитие после 20 лет куда-то дойдем. Мы дойдем после 20 лет к Украине Януковича по экономическим показателям.
Ain't gonna happen. Once the IMF fleeces the assets, Yanukovych's Ukraine will be a Jewish-owned state. And that's how the IMF works. My dear Ukrainians, you can kiss your country goodbye.